This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here on this live Saturday edition. We got plenty of time for you if you want to get on the phones at toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So, should you like to join us, you're welcome to do that. And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Cody.
And also, again, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. In the first hour, second hour, we talked about Edward Snowden. A new Snowden movie is out this weekend. Our own Daryl W. Perry has seen it as of last night, and he highly recommended it, gave it almost 5 stars, 4 stars and 3/4 of a star, so pretty much a 5-star review from Daryl. Highly recommending that. Also, of course, Citizen 4, the earlier documentary about Snowden. Of course, a lot of people love that. But I think the Hollywood film is going to turn a new audience onto Snowden.
Oh, definitely.
I think that's a good thing. So you can bring up anything you want. Plus, there's other Snowden-related news, since it's kind of a Snowden weekend here. The ACLU, as well as other organizations, are kicking off a campaign to ask Barack Obama to pardon Edward Snowden. Now, of course, I don't expect that's going to work, but, you know, God is blessing for trying.
Worth a try, sure.
It doesn't hurt to ask. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. First up, we've got Ian. He's on the line in China via Skype. Hello, Ian.
Hey, hello, and good evening, guys.
Good morning to you.
Good evening to you, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is indeed. I've got a couple observations. The first is, imagine this, a public hiring poster, and it says, wanted. Law enforcement officer candidates must be highly intelligent, flexible, and respectful of others.
Is this in China?
No, this is nowhere on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't exist. But let's move it aside. The other part being, I'm a homeschooler. I was homeschooled when it wasn't popular. And when I put my daughters into public school, it took me 2 years to take them out. The difference is night and day. My God, teachers today in the United States, for example, are a classic example of what they shouldn't be. Send them over here to China, where they compete viciously for teaching contracts. They spend hours every night at home doing their homework, pre-planning lesson plans, getting ready for the next day, spend hours during the week counseling individual students, all for a fairly mediocre paycheck.
Now, who's doing the competing for the contracts? Are there different unions?
Everybody.
Are there individuals?
No such thing as a union. Really? Union in China means life in prison. Okay?
Interesting.
Don't even try to unionize.
Oh, wow.
What the teachers do is, I want to be a teacher. Teacher is the second most highly revered job in China. Mother is number one.
Huh.
Teacher is number two, and factory worker is number three. A long time ago, soldiers were up in the top, but since a certain event with a tank and a boy, that sort of fell.
Well, I wouldn't call him a boy, the man who stood in front of the
tank. I'm in my
tank.
60s. To me, he's a boy.
Okay. He's probably in his 60s today.
And it's not an insult.
Yeah.
It may be an insult if you're thin-skinned and of certain ethnic persuasions, but I use the word boy freely over here.
All right, fair.
The long and the short being, public education, period, just by its nature, in my opinion, is wrong. You can't throw a gaggle of kids from a million backgrounds into a classroom and expect the teacher to make any sense to all of them. My grandmother raised me. I came from a family of 11 children, and the parents couldn't support us all. So I was shipped off to Mexico to grow up with my grandmother. And my grandfather and grandmother taught me. I learned how to read from, if you can imagine, an original MacGuffin reader.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with what that is.
It was a popular textbook of reading in the 1800s in the American West.
Huh.
It's based on the Bible and common sense. I did all of my learning at home. I finally tested out when I was 15 and had my high school graduation.
Yeah, I mean, homeschoolers are more likely to, you know, graduate sooner. They're more likely to start college at a younger age. The homeschoolers are like, they're always winning the spelling bees. The homeschoolers are clearly better at learning than people in government schools. And it's not to say that the kids in government schools are poor learners. It's just they're not being challenged in the right way. Thanks, Ian.
And we do it in only 2 hours a day.
I bet. Thank you, Ian, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I wish I'd been homeschooled.
Yeah, same here.
Probably would have. The thing is, people look at the government schools and they say, well, I know how to read. I know how to write. I think the government schools did a fine job. Look, here I am. I'm doing fine. I've got a job. I've got a career. I've got a family. I'm a success. The government schools were obviously a success. People will use this as their excuse for government schools. But the thing they don't see, you know, sort of there's the seen and there's the unseen. The thing they don't see is the person they could have been had they been able to, let's say, direct their own learning, which a lot of homeschoolers are starting to, I think, well, I don't know if they're starting to, but some of the homeschoolers have been doing this unschooling concept where instead of mom and dad coming up with the curriculum, it's actually the child who decides what they want to learn. And so it's like a completely child-directed, self-directed learning, and there's no program. There's nobody, you know, no bureaucrat or teacher or anybody who is like, I know all, let me impart my knowledge upon you, in the order in which I believe is right for you to learn. No, each individual's different. They want to learn different things at different times. Why shouldn't they be able to? In the government schools?
I don't know. I mean, If I had grown up that way, and like I said,
in an unschooling environment, you mean?
I already did a lot of my learning on my own, self-directed, because that's kind of just how I was. But I don't like the idea of having stuff crammed down your throat to the point where a lot of kids actually think learning is horrible.
Yep,
they turn out not wanting to do it. They would rather take pride in being dumb. You know,
I remember that. That was a thing.
Yeah.
I specifically remember that in elementary school where it was cool to be dumb. And, you know, if you were smart or the class, you know, geek or whatever, you get made fun of.
I was the nerd.
Yeah.
And, it sucks, man. You know, they will bully you for being smart. It's just a very, very strange environment.
But yet the people who defend government schools would say that, well, it's good to be amongst your peers. It's good to be amongst. It's a social environment. You need to socialize your son or daughter. The suggestion being that a homeschooler doesn't have the ability to interact with other people.
Yeah.
But the fact is the homeschooler would be able to have a much wider variety of socializing that they could do because they're not being forced to be around a bunch of people their own age, if you think about it.
Or people they might not like.
Exactly.
You don't really get a choice who's going to be in your classroom, who's
right.
going to be sitting. I mean, yeah, you kind of get a choice in where you sit in your lunch table, but, you got your cliques, the cool kids,
yeah.
the geeks, the nerds, you know. And you kind of just, you end up somewhere, and it doesn't really become much of a choice for you.
And when there are people who are, let's say, less than nice to you, bullies or whoever, it's very rare that they end up getting kicked out of school. Sure, they might get in trouble from time to time for bullying, but...
And guess what? If you fight back, you're in just as much trouble as
right.
they are.
Yeah, it's just an insane system that we have. So I think anybody who is concerned about their kids' education really needs to look into homeschooling and unschooling. I mean, private schools can be expensive as an alternative. Some can be cheaper. Sometimes private schools can actually be cheaper than what people pay to in taxes to send their kids to a government school. But of course, the frustration that a lot of people have is, well, I'm already paying taxes over here for these government schools. I can't afford to send my kids to a private school, you know, pay the taxes and pay for a private school on top of that. So most people just sort of they just resign themselves and say, well, I've just got to send my kid to these government schools, even though they're terrible. And it's like figure out a way to do homeschooling. It's not as expensive because you're just doing it from home. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money on curriculum or whatever. You've got the internet now, and there's
yeah.
all kinds of school curriculums on there that you can download and watch and interact with for free. So I think there are a lot more options today than there have ever been for parents. And
as long as the parents don't want to just drop their kids off so the government can babysit them for 12 years.
Right.
The option's out there.
At a glorified babysitting center where your kids could be threatened or attacked or stabbed or whatever.
Who knows?
Get an STD. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's education, Snowden, we'll talk to you about it here on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Cody.
We'll continue here. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And I want to let you know about the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film. It's about an hour long, and they literally pack in 101 reasons why this is the place for libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists to move to. Why New Hampshire is the best state. Not only is it already the freest state, but we've already got thousands of people who've come here for this migration of libertarians to the same geographic landmass. And that's New Hampshire. And there are some really great reasons why this is the best place for freedom lovers. So go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it there for free. It's on YouTube. It's free. It's a great movie. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Diane in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, I believe, listening to WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hey, Diane.
Hey, that's right. I heard you guys talking about some court cases, and I thought a court case just happened last week to some friends of mine, and I'd kind of like to run it by you to have your get your take on it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I have these two friends that go to rainbow gatherings. It's like this hippie convention in the woods. And,
yes.
Okay, so you understand what that is.
I'm familiar with a rainbow gathering. I don't know how many. I've never actually been to it, but I'm at least familiar with it from having known a number of people who have attended and told me about them.
Right, very voluntary and very few rules. But
it's an interesting group.
There was just
group,
a big gathering
anyway,
right near you in Vermont.
Yep,
really
that's right.
Close. Anyway, so they were having a dispute, and Colleen got a PPO order against Sarah, saying that
PPO.
She should not be allowed to
Protective
go to any more rainbow gatherings because they were having a dispute. And Colleen had been in rainbow before Sarah. She'd been there first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah went to defend herself against the PPO because she wanted to go to rainbow gatherings too. And she told the judge that she did not agree with one person, a judge, be able to judge her because she would rather have a council of people judging her if she was going to be judged, like they do at Rainbow. So
right.
The judge ruled against the PPO. He denied it, and he denied it on the basis that the Rainbow Gathering sounds like they have their own institutions that can handle disputes, and he was going to let them handle it.
Interesting.
Right?
Wow.
Now,
that sounds like the right choice to make.
Say again?
I said that sounds like, surprisingly, the judge made the right choice in that case.
Oh, absolutely. But I said, is he giving up his sovereignty to the Rainbow Gathering? I thought that was, was amazing and certainly correct. It seemed to me that he was saying that where they have their institutions and that mm-hmm. they're sovereign over the court, the U.S. court on the places that they are.
Now, where did this happen? Where was this case? Was it Michigan?
It was in Michigan, not too far mm-hmm. from here. And it was, we were shocked. Because that was the last thing that we expected the judge to say.
So, do you know if the ladies did end up having some sort of hearing or whatever you call it within the Rainbow
Gathering?
Oh,
like a council thing happened?
Yeah.
No, this just happened this week. So they haven't been to a Rainbow Council. I think there's going to be a gathering next week or something that they could actually do that at.
Now, have you been to the Rainbow Gatherings yourself?
Yes, I've been to lots and lots of them.
Now, how long do they normally stay in any one park? Because I know they tend to go from national park to national park, and they stay there for, my understanding, a few weeks, right?
Well, if it's a national, the nationals are over the 4th of July weekend, so mm-hmm. it's actually from the 1st to the 7th. And then there's a camp to set up everything, and then there's a camp to break down everything. So it can be a couple of weeks at the site. But there's also regionals and locals and different gatherings that are in, in a state or a region or a bioregion that happen for as long as people want it to be.
So is there one big rainbow gathering that kind of moves around, or, are there a few sort of large ones that are going on at the same time?
I think there's one in, Utah, maybe.
There, No, there's really not one gathering any particular place. It's just, it's a time, actually. The gathering is over the 4th of July, whenever, wherever the council and the scouts decide that.
Oh, so it's only once a year? I thought they moved around throughout the year. I guess, misunderstood that part of it.
Yeah, well, different regions will have different gatherings at different times.
Uh-huh.
But the big gathering, the big national gathering, is over the 4th of July from the 1st to the 7th.
And that's the one that they had in Vermont this year.
That's the one they had in Vermont. We really don't have a lot of them in New England. So it was a big deal for the East Coast to have that there.
Diane, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you the idea of the judge in the government court actually saying, well, you know, you guys are part of this community, this Rainbow Gathering, and there's already a system in place there for dealing with disputes. So why are you in front of me? Case dismissed. Go and deal with the people who are your peers. Yeah, I would love to hear more of that.
That's pretty awesome.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Claude calling from Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Claude.
Hey, hello, guys. I don't really know your name because I don't listen that much, but...
That's okay. Sorry. I'm Ian. That's Cody.
I just love freedom, so don't a lot of us. Tonight I was listening a little bit, and I was thinking about people calling about court cases and judges and the law. I think you guys are about freedom, I guess, from what I gather.
Yes, yes, we love freedom here on Free Talk Live. It's right in the name.
And I came across, I've been studying some of this stuff for 20 years. I'm not, like, really into it very deep, but I like what you guys are saying, and I think you guys want to get to the bottom of the truth about freedom and the law in this country. And I came across something 3 months ago, and I don't know if you know this lady. Her name is Anna Von Reed. She's a judge in Alaska.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, my God. So that's all I called for.
Well, who is it? I mean, tell me about this person.
Well, you can look it up. Anna Von Reed. Well, and you
I'm not going to look it up. We're doing a radio show, so I'm asking you to explain
right
for our listeners.
I don't mean right now, but she's a judge that's been digging up about the law of this country. I called you guys a month ago and talked about how we have two different governments in this country, the shadow government and some who have, you know, that you none of us are too familiar with or not too happy about, but she's found out truth about the law, and she's getting a lot of people on board figuring out what's true and what's not true of the law of this land and how the shadow government became about and how to get rid of it, and she's working on it, and a lot of people are signing up to her new...
Who's in the shadow government?
And what's her name again?
Anna. I mean, you don't have to look it up now. I'm just saying during the week when you're on the show, Anna Von Reed, R-E... How do you spell it? Let me see. You
want to? Well, R-E-I-T-Z. I see it here. All right. We'll see about this lady because, you know, if she's indeed a threat to the status quo, I imagine she won't last much longer. Thanks for the call, Claude. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here for the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Cody.
You know, we just got off the phone with a guy who had called in, made a pretty, you know, shocking claim that there was this judge in Alaska who's been doing research, and she's found out the truth about the legal system and found out the truth about the shadow government and... You know, that's kind of what he was saying.
Sounds enticing.
There's a judge, he says, in Alaska who's come across the truth, and she's letting people know, is what he says. So we need to do research on her. And we asked him to tell us more, and he really didn't tell us very much. So I went ahead and pulled it up, looked up Anna von Reitz is the name that he gave us, and oh, look. Here's an article from Snopes.com.
Oh, man.
About this woman. Now, she does exist. There is an Anna von Reitz, and she may indeed be from Alaska, but she's not a government judge.
Okay? What kind of judge is she?
She's a self-proclaimed judge.
Okay.
So that kind of changes the story, doesn't it? Like
a little bit.
The way he was telling us the story was as though he made it sound like you were envisioning this government judge in her judge's robe, poring over legal tomes and trying to find out the truth about the system that enslaves us all, and that she's come out and she's trying to help people understand the truth. Well, no, it's just...
So she's not the savior that is just, what he's looking for.
No, I mean, maybe she's, I don't know, maybe she knows the truth. I have no idea. I doubt it, because her website looks like it's, you know, crackpot site from the 1990s.
Oh, one of those.
That's one of those sites. So, you know, I haven't vetted any of the information on her website yet, which she does have her own site. But according to Snopes.com, on December 2015, the website The Mind Unleashed published an article provocatively titled, quote, "Judge calls for U.S. Marshals and FBI to arrest Congress and the President," unquote. And that is a provocative title because, it, you know, again, people would presume that when you say judge, you mean what you normally think of as a judge, which is a government functionary, somebody who, you know, is wearing a robe, they have a gavel, and they yell at people, and they, you know, put peaceful people in prison cells.
But the sad fact is a lot of these websites, I think The Mind Unleashed is one of them, where, you know, you try and find a website where they've got something a little bit more deep than you're going to get from mainstream media. And they start employing clickbait, just like BuzzFeed. I mean, they all do it. They all do it.
So, anyway, I'm not going to read the claim from The Mind Unleashed because there's a fairly long article here about the theories that this woman is putting out there. But anyway, as the text of the letter suggests, according to Snopes, its writer espouses a sovereign citizen approach to government and how it ought to operate. That ideology is largely a combination of wishful thinking and willful ignorance, which holds that those who embrace it are answerable only to their particular interpretation of the common law and are not subject to any statutes or proceedings at the federal, state, or municipal levels, including such ordinary legal conventions such as driver's licenses and taxation. Now, let me say, I can appreciate where the sovereigns are coming from.
Yep.
They call themselves sovereign citizens, which I think is a mistake, because you can't be both a citizen and a sovereign at once. You know, a sovereign is king of their own dominion. I mean, a sovereign is...
I mean, pick one.
A citizen is someone who has a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. So you can't be both. But regardless, so I have my critiques of the sovereign so-called movement, but that doesn't mean I don't appreciate what they're trying to accomplish. The idea of, hey, you know, we didn't consent to this. This isn't a social contract. It doesn't actually exist. None of us actually signed this thing. How is it that we can be obligated to these people who are essentially no more than strangers? The government people, the federal government, state government, we don't know who these people are for the most part. They're not people that we have personal experience with. They're total strangers who are trying to and successfully telling us how to live or what not to do when we live.
Right.
And it's something I can really appreciate them trying to do is to break out of that. Now, are their tactics the right? You know, are they going about it the right way? Is it a particularly effective method of doing those things? Probably not.
I don't know. You know, I'm kind of thinking here, why would the government treat sovereign citizens one way and then, say, the Amish completely differently? I mean, the Amish don't pay taxes, right? They kind of have their
own... They do. They pay some.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they had a whole, like, separate community that was not really...
It's my understanding the Amish will pay, like, property taxes, for instance. I don't know if they pay income taxes. They definitely are not a fan of paying taxes and...
Yeah,
and that's one of the things I appreciate about the Amish is, you know, I don't want to join their religion, but I appreciate their dedication to their religious belief systems, and I believe that they should be exempt. I think everybody should be exempt from being taxed at any level. So let me get back to the story here. So anyway, she talks about what a sovereign citizen is. Anna von Rietz is the writer of this letter described by The Mind Unleashed and on various social media repostings as a judge. But she holds no such legal standing or authority. In a post titled, "Am I a Real Judge?" on the website American Law of the Land, a response attributed to von Rietz explained that she is in fact a judge because she says she's one. Further, of course, had any real judge in court in the land genuinely issued an order calling for the arrest of the President of the United States and the entirety of Congress, it would have been widely reported outside a handful of fringe websites, which it was not. Anna von Rietz is not a judge by any commonly accepted legal or general definition of that term. She carries no authority to issue such an order, and her political screed is not an official legal document of any kind. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the viewpoint that the government judges are not special people. They are just failed attorneys. These are people who couldn't hack it in the private market as an attorney, so they wanted to become a judge. Or maybe they were seeking power over others, so they wanted to become a judge. And so, you know, look, I appreciate the idea that the men in uniforms and costumes within the government are not any better than the rest of us. That we're all you know, created equal. And that, of course, you know, kind of a very Quaker viewpoint. That's why the Quakers don't stand for a judge when they go into a courtroom, because it's their view that no man is above, or woman, is above another man or woman.
I agree with that, too.
And that usually is enough for them to be exempted from having to stand. Because sometimes when you go into a courthouse, I'm kind of a veteran of not standing for judges. When you go into a courthouse and you don't stand for the judge, sometimes the bailiffs will get super angry.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll threaten you, and they'll yell at you. Sometimes the judge will, you know, stop court to, you know, harangue you for not standing for them. But ultimately, if you're willing to actually sort of suffer whatever the consequences might be, which could be a contempt of court charge, some sort of time in jail for refusing to stand for the judge, then ultimately you usually can gain that ground. And you don't usually have to go to jail in order to do it. So I agree with the sovereigns that these are not, like, the government judges are just people, too. I agree with that. But I also understand what the article writer over at Snopes is saying is, like, look, lady, you're not the same kind of judge. And so representing yourself as though you are, maybe she wasn't doing that. Maybe it's the people who are promoting her who are doing
that.
Yeah. You know, representing, you know, with these titles in their headlines, making it sound like a government judge was issuing an order against the president, or a government judge has somehow found out about the truth and is now coming out about it. No, that's not what happened at all. If that was what happened, it would be a much more interesting story than some woman in her basement, you know, writing out some screed on the internet and posting it. So, very
what I can't understand is why she would want to label herself as a judge.
Well,
why not just be a researcher, you know?
That's because she probably may be taking a role of judge within the sovereign community. So one of the things the sovereigns do, some of them, again, there's different theories and people doing these things out there, but one of their big things that they push is that common law courts. And so they create their own courts, and some of them have gotten in trouble for doing this because they'll send threatening letters to government agents saying, you've got to come to our court or else, basically. So they're trying to create their own judicial system for their own society, which they should have a right to do.
Sure.
But they also shouldn't have a right to coerce anyone to come into their courts. And I don't think the government should be able to coerce people into their courts, unless, of course, they're actually accused of a real crime. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. We have a few moments left where you can join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier today. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you can send $5 a month into Free Talk Live, and that'll help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks as an amplifier. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. You're in that Facebook group.
Right? I am, yeah.
It's a pretty cool group. There's always something fresh in there on a day-to-day basis, so it's a great way to interact with some of the hosts as well as other listeners and supporters of the show. So become an amplifier, and you can do it with any major credit card by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You can do any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa and MasterCard directly on our site. And you can also now sign up with Bitcoin. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, John is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Cody. Hey, John.
Good evening, guys.
Hey,
hope you're having a good one.
Of course.
I wanted to talk a little bit about two callers ago about homeschooling and get on my main topic, if I could.
Okay.
Yes, about the homeschooling, you're right. You know, it's that basically true freedom right there. So the freedom for the kids, once they're able to learn how to use, like you said, the technology like tablets and everything, they'll hit the world running on their own. But first, you're right. You got to get them to enjoy learning, to look at it like a pleasure, like they do music. That's the best thing out there. Because I got kids of my own. I got boys. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to put on, like, counting by, and it puts the times tables, twos, ten, threes, and everything, and it's all individual in song form. Memorization like that, especially as a little kid, easily. It doesn't even hurt when they fall asleep to that. I mean,
I know that I'm not a parent, but the parents that I have talked to who have done unschooling, they say that if you never, you know, send your kid to a government school, they can't have the desire to learn beaten out of them, which is generally what happens at a government school. So it's like they're naturally born with the desire to learn. Of course they are. They're, you know, kids are curious. They ask questions about things. That's the desire to learn.
That's what they want to destroy. That's right. What they want to destroy, because if you question anything and you start learning the real stuff, they can't scam you. You know, you can't be scammed once you start knowing interest rates, once you start knowing real-world stuff instead of the minutiae they try to feed you through tests. You learn real-world, hardcore things that matter. It doesn't matter how smart you are. You're going to get by relatively good, especially if you live in America. But
that's true.
Because everybody goes through this schooling. It's so funny. 50 years ago, somebody would laugh at us and be like, paying somebody to change your tire?
No.
You're paying somebody to change your oil?
Yeah, like, I mean, there's... Look, I mean, I could learn those things if I wanted to, but I'm just not that kind of, I'm just not a car guy, right? Like, we have a division of labor in this country and in the world, and that's a good thing because it means we can focus and be good at, you know, only a few different things, and other people can kind of pick up the slack, so to speak. So,
yeah, that's a service economy. But what we were was a manufacturing economy, and that's what we need to get back to. But our manufacturing
I don't think that's
going to
happen. That's not going to happen. I mean, you don't get to go back. You've got
to
move forward.
The war machine. It's gone to the war machine, and that's what my main topic is. Is I think they talked about on that news break, like about 30 minutes ago, about an airstrike in Syria. Well, the UN just ended a meeting because Russia walked out about 3 hours ago, going on 3 hours ago, around 6 Eastern, maybe 7. I could be wrong, about an hour. But they walked out because the U.S. bombed what the Syrians say is everybody says is the Russians say was they're Syrian troops, and as soon as the U.S. bombed them, it killed like 63 of them. ISIS immediately took the position and held it, and Russia's really mad because this could break the steady ceasefire that's going on there. And Russia walked out because, you know, Samantha Powers basically was talking to the UN representative of Russia like a little kid, like, oh, he should go into that abortion. You know, that didn't happen. It was really just a mistake. And it's like, well, if it's a mistake, then this is the stubbornness of the US not wanting to coordinate with us. Because, you know, I don't know if the reports are true about the Israeli jet being shot down. I don't know, because, you know, nothing you can't
you can't trust any of these people. I don't know what the story is over there, and thank you for the call, John. I don't want anybody to be bombing anybody anywhere. I'd like to see the U.S. government exit any country that it is involved in, any place where the U.S. military is. I think they need to come home, and
it's really that simple, you know. You don't have to waste any time memorizing strategies or being up to date.
I don't need to know the intrigue. I don't need to know the names. I don't need to know the bureaucrats involved. I just know I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want to support it. I don't want to pay for it. And I think the whole military needs to end. Personally, I think that, if you want to have yourself a military, then go right ahead. You and your friends who want to hire military people to protect you, or go around the world and bomb things, then you should be able to do that. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to have my money and my time and effort being driven towards killing.
Yeah. Well, and see, luckily, most people don't have the money to buy a fighter jet to go and bomb anybody else. Because,
no, but there's enough people that certainly do support those kinds of things, right? Like, there's plenty of saber-rattling military supporters.
Millions of dollars for a small military to wage war, which is a good thing. I mean, that's the scary thing about America, right? Is there's just so much money. I mean, half the budget is pumped into this war machine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just go over and overwhelm these countries that are third world and can't even compete. So as far as I'm concerned, do you even really call it a war? Do you got two armies? Because in my head, that's what a war is when there's two armies.
Yeah, it's not like
otherwise,
that
it looks to me more like a massacre.
toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico on via Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I got comments on all your things tonight, but let me
pick one.
Pick something. Yeah, or one and a half. What you just said, it's funny, a couple days ago on our local radio, I had made the statement that if World War III broke out today, it most likely would be with the wrong thing being shot in Syria, and then this thing happens today. Picking one, since you talked about the rainbow gatherings, let me share an educational point of or a aspect of law from years and years and years ago. I went to one in Minnesota just to check it out, just for the day. Mm-hmm. And so I drove a good distance, like 100 miles, because you know it's in the forest. And I got to the forest road and parked on a forest road, you know, which I'd done before, just a gravel road through the forest, right? And I parked where a bunch of other cars were lined up along the roadside. And I did see one handwritten, you know, marker-colored poster board sign hung on a tree too far, a couple hundred feet ahead of me. But I didn't bother to walk up there to see what it said. And that was the only sign anywhere along the road. Went and had my day, and then after dark came back to my truck and it was, or my car at that time, and it wasn't there.
Uh-oh.
And all of these vehicles had been, you know, and I'd spent much time in the national forest, whoever thinks about their car getting towed out of the national forest, but all these cars had been towed, and including mine, and now it's, you know, it's after dark, it's like 10 o'clock at night. Wow. Or whatever, and like a vehicle, it's 20 miles to the nearest town. I managed to hop a ride with somebody going into town, but not all the way. And at one point, to continue getting a ride to where my vehicle had been towed to, I actually literally laid down on an asphalt highway, playing dead, so somebody would stop and I could ask them for a ride. Anyway,
wow.
I get to this town and wait for morning to come so I can deal with the tow truck driver. I was not carrying the like $200 that was the total bill to get my vehicle out, and my home was 100 miles away. I managed to trade him my camera or give him my camera as collateral so I could come take my car, come back the next weekend and get my camera back when I paid him. And so I negotiated that. Then, but in order to release the vehicle, the local law enforcement, and these were town cops, these weren't even county deputies, let alone any federal troops, where the car was towed from federal land. The town cops, or the tow truck driver had to call the cops in order for them to release my vehicle, and under the guise of the requirement to itemize everything in my vehicle so I couldn't claim anything was missing, they literally made me open my trunk and they opened my suitcase, and they went through everything.
Wow,
in the vehicle.
Wow, that's insane. David, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We are out of time. If you don't get in tonight, that's all right. You can call us tomorrow night on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. See you then. Enjoy your weekend. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.